The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. REMAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group REMAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, and it's Saturday for a hot weekend. Summer weekend. I'm Andy Brownell, and I am super happy to be talking with Robin Gwaltney with Gwaltney Group REMAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. It's always great to be here with you chatting it up. And you're right. It feels like summer. It's not rainy. It's definitely hot. And, well, here we are, middle of July. What the heck?
Just watch. In 2 weeks, we'll be running the sprinklers.
Yep. Oh, it's so funny. You know, it's sort of like our real estate market. You're jumping from, oh my gosh, we have a drought. Oh my gosh, we have a flood. Oh my gosh, it's raining so much. Oh my gosh, it hasn't rained. I mean, now translate that to real estate. And it's like, oh, we have a shortage of inventory. Oh, we have more and more houses coming on. Things are selling so fast. Things are taking forever. Rates are so high. Rates are coming down. I can honestly tell you, I cannot remember in my 25 years in the business when the real estate market has been more complex than it is right now, because there are so many things going on and there's so much noise that people don't know what to believe, right? So we've got buyers that are just waiting and waiting for those ultra low mortgage rates to return. Well, I have news for you guys. It's not going to happen. 2% and 3% were pandemic rates. That happened because we were in a really, really weird time that we hope we don't visit again anytime soon. So
I just don't understand why they could still be clinging to that idea.
It is so crazy. Honestly, it's like the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, said Tuesday, "I remain committed to keeping interest rates high until we have a return of 2% inflation." Okay. Last I know, we're at 3% inflation. So, I mean, it's going to happen where rates are going to come down. We're already seeing rates come down, even though the prime hasn't come down. Mortgage rates have, but not by leaps and bounds. And forget about 2% and 3%. Luckily, the further that gets in the rearview mirror, the less we're hearing about it. Okay. But there are still people out there like, oh, my sister bought a house 3 years ago. She got, yes, I get it. I do get it. But that's not the way it's going to be anymore. 5 years ago, rates were 3%. Okay. Right now, rates have been hovering. I mean, they have been hovering right around 7% in recent weeks. This week, they averaged 6.8. I actually had a customer lock in for 6.5. I had another customer lock in at 6.25, but he paid 2 points. So, you know, we can talk about that all hour. Well, that's about knowing your mortgage products, working with a good lender who's going to say, this is what's best for this market.
You know, going back to paying for points, that was nothing unusual 20 years ago.
Nothing unusual. So right now, if you lock in at 6.8, and you've got 20% down payment and you're going to buy a $400,000 house, because that's where we're at for average sale price in Rochester now. You're going to have a mortgage payment of about $2,105. And if you've only got 2% down, your payment's going to be more like $2,369.
Okay. So,
I mean, when the rates go down, when they're down to 6.5, or you pay a couple points and get them down to 6.25, you're going to drop that monthly payment. So we have to look at the whole thing. And what have I always said? Let's look at what your budget allows. Right. Let's not focus so much on what the purchase price is. Let's not focus so much on what the interest rate is. Let's focus on how much money in your budget for housing, and let's figure out how to get you there. That's where it all comes together.
And I go back to, as far as this goes back to your budget, 20, 25, 30 years ago, when you got into a home and the interest rates where they were at for a $100,000 house,
correct,
your payments were around $1,000 a month.
Correct. And now you're getting a much more expensive house. Correct. That's a really good point. It's a really good point.
And plus the amount of money the average person was earning then.
Correct.
Has changed dramatically.
So that $1,000 was a lot tougher for a family to swallow
yes.
through those circumstances than the $2,300 would be now. So,
and that $400,000 house is still
that $100,000 house, right?
Much exactly. much nicer than what a $100,000 house was 30 years ago.
Exactly. So you're absolutely right. You're a really quick study, Andy. I mean, now we've been at this for a few years, but you know more about the real estate market than many realtors. So I'm really proud to do this show with you because you're absolutely right on the money. So, all right, let's just take a look. Freddie Mac reports that the following national averages with the mortgage rates for this week ending on July 12th. So just ended, right? 30-year fixed mortgages, the average was 6.89, falling from last week, 6.95. A year ago, 30-year rates averaged at 6.96. So not a lot of drop in a year, but expecting to see it go down, down, down from here on till the end of the year. Hopefully it'll settle in at low sixes or maybe even high fives. Who knows? If I had a crystal ball, I'd be a really, really wealthy. 15-year fixed rate mortgages average 6.17, dropping from last week's 6.25 and from last year's 6.3. So quite a bit of movement there. And of course, you know, like I said, I think FHA and VA loans last week were averaging like 5.99. So they
really,
they were. And I think that, we're definitely going to see more improvement there as well, because let's face it, the government definitely isn't trying to make this difficult. Everybody wants the economy to keep moving, right? It's like that is the ultimate goal, and that was the reason we had to have those higher interest rates. And even though it was tougher for people to get into houses, it's best for the big picture.
Things had to be cooled off. They were running too hot.
So I have a little information here from Real Estate News, and it says, rate cuts are looking more likely, but not quite yet. It says mortgage rates dipped this week, and the latest inflation and job data increased the chance of a rate cut in September. The 30-year mortgage rate averaged 6.89, so same kind of numbers, while the 15-year dropped to 6.17. Good that all these facts that I'm getting from different sources are lining up. That helps,
yep.
right? So it's like we know this to be true.
And the headline on Thursday was exactly what you said on the, you know, the national media, as I say, that those inflation numbers, the latest ones, put more pressure on Jerome Powell and the Fed to look in September at enacting the first round of prime cuts.
Right. And it says, even though the next meeting is scheduled for July 30th or 31st, and analysts do not expect the Feds to cut the rates until September, because I think they've been pretty outward about that. Lisa Sturtevant, who is the chief economist for the Bright MLS, says that the mortgage rates have began to come down even before an actual cut to the federal fund rates, which is exactly what I've been saying. That's what we're seeing. It's like, okay, we don't have to wait for the prime to come down. We can start cutting these mortgage rates, which is great. And I think that is happening for a couple of reasons. Inventory keeps rising, right? So houses sit on the market a little longer. Now, I don't want people to think, oh, no, the real estate market's going backward, because believe me, inventory rising is a good thing. I mean,
we've been begging for it for 2 years.
Yes, exactly. So it says here that our supply is well above last year's levels, but the lower mortgage rates will be key to luring the buyers back into the market. The latest data that I have here from Realtor.com estimates that inventory is up, this is quite a bit, 36.7% year over year.
That is a lot.
But followed by far below pre-pandemic levels. So before the pandemic, we had a lot more inventory. So this is just 36% up from nothing, okay?
Yeah. Well, think about how many homes got grabbed up.
Yeah. So 36% above nothing means we have about 36% of what we need. So instead of focusing on, oh, my God, inventory is up 36%, year over year, we're still down, you know, 60 something percent is really where we're at. So we definitely still have a shortage of inventory. Now the South and the West are seeing faster inventory growth, but the supply is building honestly nearly every area of the country. So this is where I talk about complex. People are like, oh, houses are sitting on the market longer. Now I can offer 10 or 20 or 30,000 off. Well, no, no, no. It's just taking a little longer to sell because now people can go back out there and house hunt and they can look at 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 houses before they're forced to make a decision. It's not like, okay, you saw this house, you've got 5 minutes. Do you want it or not? Because if you don't, somebody else is taking it, right? So we're getting back into a little bit more of a normal house buying pattern. And so, yeah, it is normal for houses to sit on the market a little longer. It's just that we got so accustomed to the abnormal. So now people are like, oh my God, my house has been on the market 45 days. We don't have an offer. Yeah. And I can show you here that the stats show that in our market, the average days for your price point is 61. So we're still 15 days shy of that. I just had this conversation with the seller, house listed for $650,000. And they're like, oh man, we've been on the market almost a whole month. And I'm like, correct. And the average for this price point is 2 months. And literally 2 days later received a very, very good offer. And they were just thrilled beyond belief because they're like, oh, we didn't know if after being on the market a month, it was going to come in low. And I'm like, well, this is the deal you're working with. Luckily, our agent that brought the buyer understood the market and realized this doesn't mean you can come in and ask for a bunch of money off because it just means it's taking a little longer to sell. It doesn't change the value of the property. It's just the conditions of the market that it takes a little longer to sell. So it's up to us to educate buyers and sellers. So people have expectations and know this is norm.
That's where I really commend you, Robin, all your experience and your patience, because to somebody who follows the market, this is obvious, but for folks who are in the middle of it, and this is, you know, this is unknown territory to them, to have the ability to communicate that information to them in a way that you know, calms them is a very good skill to have.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I do feel like it has come in handy for sure.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, and we'll return in just a moment on Newstalk 1340 KROC AM. And 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9
Lender.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. Saturday morning talking about the real estate market here in southeastern Minnesota. And I saw, Robin, some paperwork. You're talking about inventory. That the city is, this isn't a done deal, obviously, but it'll be coming up on their future meeting talking about working with a local developer to add 200, a little over 200 new homes in a development over, I think, a period of 2 years.
Nice.
Yeah. And they'll be priced anywhere from, I think, like $370,000 up to $500,000.
Yeah, nice. Which is, now I just mentioned earlier in the show, the average sale price has been like $400,000.
So right in
like
there, yeah.
Average, yeah. Which is fabulous because, like I said, yes, our inventory is up, but it's still far lower than it was pre-pandemic. Now, what happens is people start to get confused. They're like, okay, there's more and more houses coming on the market. We've even seen price reductions. How do you explain those price reductions, Robin? Well, I can tell you how I explain price reductions. They started out at the wrong price.
Right. Okay?
Price too high. Now, if you remember me talking about right after the phase where everything was going nuts and people were paying 30,000 over, 50,000 over, 60,000 over. I mean, we were seeing some crazy offers. Well, those are the prices that people were then using for comps following that, right? Because that's what they sold for. I tried really hard not to do that because I tried to say, all right, this is where the house was listed. It was clearly worth that and then some, but maybe not all that it sold for, right? Because that was part of a I've got to have it, I've got to win price. Is that making sense to you?
It does. Perfect sense.
Okay. So now things are getting back to, all right, when we do comps and we're looking at what has sold in the last 6 months, these are very good values, right? So people are saying, all right, well, things have been going so high. Let's just go to the very high end. Well, go to the very high end if your house should be at the very high end, if those upgrades have been made, if everything has been meticulously cared for. But if there are some things that need improving and things aren't exactly in tip-top perfect shape, get realistic and price the house right. Because when you price the house right, you're going to get your offer quickly and you're going to get what you're asking for. And I'm not by any means saying undercut the value. I can give you an example. I recently sold a property in an association. And when I say recently, I mean yesterday. Okay.
Literally.
And I looked at the comps and the comps were far below, and I don't want to give dollar amounts right now because I don't want to, you know, break any rules, but they were far below, like $50,000 less than where I wanted to price this particular listing. But I also looked at the fact that my homeowner put a lot of work in. She didn't paint her kitchen cabinets. She gutted her kitchen, put all new cabinets. She upgraded bathrooms. She took out a wall, opened a room to create a beautiful den, made new spaces. I mean, I'm like, I'm sorry. I see that the other comps are 50,000 less, but I still believe yours is worth 50,000 more than the last comps. And that's tough when you're comparing apples to apples, you know, within an association. But let me tell you what, day one, we got a, well, I can't say amounts, but a very, okay, very good, a very, very good offer that was very desirable for the seller, and boom, bang, done. So we didn't have to do a price reduction. We didn't have to sit around and wait. And we had a lot of interest in the house. That's what happens when you have the house priced right. So you're still going to get top dollar for your house because there's still an inventory shortage. But to get top dollar, your house needs to be in top shape, right?
Sure.
So it's like the time in the market where it doesn't matter. You could have broken windows on every level of your house, but there was so few houses to choose from. People will say, oh, I'll just have to put the new windows in myself. Well, that's the blessing of having more inventory coming on the market. Is we're back to the days where, you guys, get your house shined up, make sure everything is in good repair. You've made some upgrades. The house looks attractive, clean, neat, all of those things, because those things are coming into play again. And those things are most definitely going to affect your price and your value.
That sounds like a normal and healthy real estate market.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People can ask for an inspection and the sellers are going to say yes. And if there are any safety items or health concerns, guess what? Sellers are going to say, sure, I'll pay to mitigate the radon. I get that. Because of the offer, the house was priced right, the offer came in right, and now everybody's being realistic. And at the end of the day, what we end up creating is a lot of win-win situations where we end up with a lot of buyers who feel really good about what they got. They know what they got because they've inspected it. They feel good about what they paid for. And on the same, at the very same time, the seller is feeling really good about what they sold their house for and that they know they're handing it over in good repair because the inspection, you know, unveiled something that they weren't aware of and they took responsibility and fixed it. So it's a really good real estate market. I will say that.
And it sounds so less stressful than it did.
So less stressful. And,
for both the buyer and the seller.
For everybody. And I always say it's always a good thing when we create win-wins. It's not about who's got the, you know, the wolf for the realtor and who's got the lamb and who's going to beat the other guy up. Because in the end, that always comes back to bite somebody, right?
Yep.
Deals fall apart at the last minute because somebody gets buyer's remorse because they realize that they were kind of coerced to pay too much, or they're feeling bad because they asked for this to be done and the seller dug their heels in. So then the deals fall apart. I mean, that's not what anybody wants. You know, the whole point is to put the real estate deal together and make everybody happy at the end. And believe me, it is doable. We do it every day over here at the Gwaltney Group, and we're proud of it.
All right. Let's get that break out of the way, because I know you have some listings we want to share. And we'll do that when we return with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9
FM. This station.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. We're back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, talking about the local real estate market and how complex it is. But you told me during the break, Robin, you have some listings to talk about, and I always loved to hear what's out there and what people can check out.
All right. Yeah, so I have probably about 36% more than I had last year. Well, here we go. We've got a nice listing out at 11849 County Road 25 Southwest in Byron. Okay. That is listed for $479,900. It is a 3-bed, 2-bath, really nice ranch style home on a beautiful piece of property. It was built in 1956. It sits on 5 acres, has a 3-car garage. So I feel like that one is going to be sought after for sure. It's tough to find those 5 acres, still in an affordable price range, you know, close in. And of course, Byron has very desired schools. So yeah, it's going to be a nice place for somebody.
So is that like Salem Corners area, Rockdale, that area?
Over there. Yep.
You got it. Okay.
Yep. We have a really nice 2-story at 2704 Mayowood Lane Southwest, actually just hit the market yesterday. This one is $549,900. It was built in 1991, but it's had a lot of upgrading done by the current owners. It has 5 beds, 4 baths, a 2-car garage. It has a total of 3,696 square feet finished. And that is a nice short walk to Bamber Valley Elementary School, listed at $549,900.
Hmm. Nice area.
Uh-huh. Three, really nice for families with kids, just packed with that, you know, lots of that going on over there. I guess that's what you get when you're walking distance to an elementary school.
Yes.
3913 Fifth Street Northwest, excuse me, so over in the Manor. We have your basic 1959 ranch style house. It was owned by the same family for many, many years. As a matter of fact, I'm working with the adult children to sell it because the parents are both gone now and they remember things from their childhood. Like they literally grew up there, right? And it's a 3-bed, 2-bath, no frills, no thrills. It's just very basic, but man, it's got some nice things that have been done, like a new roof, and the garage is only, I don't know, 10 or 15 years old. So the garage is very nice. And someone is going to have some fun putting a little bit of money and TLC into this one and make a nice place, because it's $229,900.
Wow.
Yeah.
That one, you know what? Those homes have good bones, as I like to say.
They were built well. You got that right. So that one's kind of exciting. We've got one of those townhomes over in Deerhaven Lane. That's up from where the Haley's, you know, the old Shopco, that's now Haley's Comfort System. You go up that hill and up there, Deerhaven. That one is a 1-bed, 1-bath with a 1-car, you know, heated garage stall. And those were built back in 2001. Man, has it been
really long?
That's crazy. Anyway, that unit is $165,000. So very affordable home as well. And as long as we're talking affordable, we've got a cute one over at 221 11th Avenue Northeast. So, you know, a walk from the Quarry Hill Park or whatever that's called in there. And this one is 4 beds, 2 baths, 1-car garage, and it's $250,000.
Wow, there's a lot in that affordable range.
Isn't that nice? And out in Dodge Center, we've got a 3-bed, 1-bath, 1,440 square foot house for $359,900. It's got a nice lot out there as well. And then we've got back into Rochester, 4035 Stone Point Drive Northeast. Oh my gosh, this house is so beautiful. These cellars are just, it's immaculate. It is really nice. It's a three bedroom, three bath, ranch with just under 2,800 square feet finished, a three car garage. It was built in 2012, but it looks brand new. It is listed for $584.9. It sits on almost a half an acre, 0.479, but it goes down the hill back there and it's really private. So it's not a half an acre worth of maintenance. So that's the plus. here's one at 619 Chalet Drive Northwest for $315, but forget that because I think we just accepted an offer on that
one. Oh, okay.
We do have a beautiful, beautiful acreage out in Zumbro Falls. It is 59871 343rd Avenue in Zumbro Falls. It's 829.9. It's on 6.5 acres. It's a four bed, three bath home. It has a great big shed. I mean, huge shed that is nicer than most people's houses. I mean, it's all finished inside. It's all heated and cooled. There's separate spaces. She's got like a quilting room out there. He's got like a workshop out there. Then there's regular cold storage for the tractors and stuff. I mean, this place is awesome.
That sounds cool.
We did receive an offer, but those people have to sell a lake home up north. So in the meantime, you can still bump them if you want to get in and don't have to sell something. Okay.
And that's like a 20-minute drive to town or less.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. And, boy, these last two, 44856 196th Ave, Zumbrota, is a log cabin that we did just accept an offer on. And 1143 Chippewa Drive Northwest, which we did just accept an offer on for $649.9. So, yeah, we still have some available, but we have some that have been dropping, which is great.
You have all different price ranges in there, too. That's really nice.
All different price ranges and all over the place. We've got Wabasha. We've got Zumbro Falls. We've got Dodge Center, Byron, Rochester, Lake City. You name it. We can help you anywhere in southeast Minnesota. Do not hesitate to call.
Well, speaking of Wabasha, has the river gone down yet?
Oh, thank God, yes. Way down. It's the campers aren't back in the campground, and it still smells like, ugh. Dead fish where he walks, but, and it's not pretty, but it's way down. And I'm going to say 2 weeks from now, no one will ever know we had a flood.
Yeah. They said this was the worst since 93, and that's.
I don't know. I feel like in 2001, we had a bad flood. And
you did. I remember that too.
Yeah. And I feel like it was really similar, at least, you know, from my visual that I can remember, like where the water was up to or whatever. But yeah, it was a doozy. No doubt about it.
I think, you know, this is not me speaking scientifically, just intuitively, I think we're in for a dry spell now.
Yeah, of course we are. It can't ever just be in between. It's got to go one way or the other. Well, I mean, that was last year. We had a really funny spring, and then by summer, everybody had dead grass. So
that's for sure.
The only difference is the flood came such a weird time, you know.
It did.
Summer. So anyway.
All right, I'm glad that's over with. Well, people in Waterville are still dealing with it, and a lot of folks with wet basements still cleaning things up. But hopefully we'll get that all done by the end of the summer. But, Robin, it's been fantastic talking to you again, and I look forward to another chat next week.
All right, sounds great. You have a great week.
You too, Robin. Thank you. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. You didn't get the phone number in yet. I didn't ask you.